ancestors have prayed for us. They cried for us. They left lessons and legacies for us. Sometimes we may think we are so alone in this world that there are no guides or even no God, but they stay with us all the same, in the good times as well as in bad. If you ever grace your face in the mirror, you will see maybe your mother or a great aunt or even your uncle in your features. They live on in you through your DNA. Their memories are ours, and we get to honor them and the great work they have done, and also to correct generational trauma through healing yourself and your family lineage. This is a guided meditation. This is not a ritual. This is not astral projection. This is not anything of that sort of any kind. It is just a guide to ground you in a way to speak to those who are gone, spend time with them, laugh, cry, or even say goodbye. Yes, this meditation is also for those who may not know who their immediate family may be, such as those who were adopted as well. As before we start, as usual, some housekeeping matters. Number one, space and time. I think it goes without saying that if you're going to do this, you're going to need some quiet time and a quiet space to do this. So make sure your phone is off, you are not driving, and that there is very little or at best no distractions to hinder you during this time. Number two is your posture. You can lay on the floor with your hands on either side of you. However, if you are prone to sleeping during relaxation exercises, it's best to sit in a chair with back support. Sit straight up with your feet planted on the ground and relax your hands in your lap with your palms upward. If you are a boss and you are accustomed to being in a still mode for a long period of time and you want to stand, you can do so as well. You can put your feet shoulder width apart with your knees gently bent and your hands at your sides. Now, documenting. When you are all done, I suggest that you keep a notebook handy to take some notes, to journal anything that may have popped up for you during your time centering. I know that some people like electronic devices, but as I've said before, I'm very old school, and research has indicated that when you write with a pen and paper, you tend to remember things a lot better. Finally, your power. Always remember, friend, that you are in control of the session. If at any time you feel uncomfortable, you have the power to stop, open your eyes, and end the session. If this happens, do something uplifting. You can play your favorite song, you can go into nature, you can dance, reach out to a friend, and get back into a feel-good mood. There will be a small moment in the meditation session where I leave you to discover your highest self and listen to the downloaded messages that you need to hear and feel during this session. After that moment has passed, you will hear this chime, and that will indicate my presence, and I will bring you back to where we started at the beginning. Now, let's get ready to have a feast with your family. If you are on the floor, place your hands on either side of your body and relax your muscles. If you are sitting in a chair, be aware of the shape of the chair and how it feels against your back. For those standing, place your feet shoulder width apart with your knees gently bent. Also, for those sitting and standing, imagine a string at the crown of your head, just gently pulling your spine straight, not too tight. Everyone can relax your shoulders, your jaw, your face muscles. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Again, in and out through the mouth. One more time, in and out. Those upright, feel your feet being anchored into the earth and being grounded. Those on the floor, feel your body being welcomed by the ground as you relax into it. I want you to imagine a big, beautiful, clear crystal filled with an abundance of white light. Imagine that that light becomes a focused beam coming from the earth all the way up its core straight to you and covers you like a really big hug, making you feel very warm and very safe. Negative energy is unable to thrive there. Allow yourself to hear pots and pans on the stove bubbling with cooking food. Hear the fridge humming as it keeps the food cool. Feel a gentle but calm warmth in the kitchen as the excitement in the space touches your skin. See yourself cooking at the stove. Your hands are moving like magic as you chop, wash, stir, and taste the foods. What foods are you preparing? Sweet potato pie, black eyed peas. What about cuckoo and flying fish? Maybe sauce or doubles? Is that jollof? Fruits like mango, strawberries, dragon fruit, fresh green salads, the absolute works. You take a walk to the table, which is covered in white. White tablecloths, napkins, candles, white roses, baby's breath, carnations, palmyra. There is a distinct side for your ancestors to sit, and there is a side just for you where the serving of food will not cross over. There are dishes and containers for food and drink for them, and there are containers for food and drink for you. You go to the door just beyond the table. The door frame is covered in sweet smelling flowers. You have a small brass incense burner filled with camphor, and you clear the door frame and the surrounding table. You ask your god or goddess to bless and protect the space. You give thanks to the Almighty for stopping a portion of time to honor your family. The camphor now switches to frankincense and myrrh, intoxicating the space. It protects the space as you continue to pray and thank the divine for their protection, and to only allow those who lived a life of good character to enter this sacred space and to remove any energies that do not have your greatest good set for you and this meeting. You turn on a nearby radio. Some songs of your family's favorite music, ranging from African drums to jazz to funk to calypso. The space is light and happy. You hear a knock on the door and you're so excited you feel like you would burst. See yourself opening the door and your loving, kind, generous ancestors greet you. those who wish you well, those who only want the best for you, those who, in the eyes of God, are venerated and filled with peace. As they come through the door, you get a hug from each member. It is so warm and safe. They miss you too. Those who transitioned because of enslavement are there too. They are a part of your bloodline. And when they cross through that door to greet you, their clothes change from tattered rags to expensive garments. They begin acknowledging you, and you are beginning to acknowledge them, and your line heals even more. There is a loud laughter. Some are drinking their favorite alcohol and beverages. Others are enjoying their meat dishes. There is seemingly so much to talk about, so much catching up to do. You begin to tell them about your life, your challenges, and your triumphs. They're so proud of you. They give you prayers and blessings and ask God to continue to strengthen you and your family line. Some people you know, some people you don't know, but it feels like you should. And those unknowns get clearer and closer. Conversations become deep and more complex. For now, I will leave you for a few minutes so you can take your time and have good conversation with whom you need to. Dance, laugh, cry, question, or even be in the moment in a peace-filled and protected silence. This is your time. The time has come to say thank you and goodbye. Remember all of what was said to you. Know that the messages are for you and you alone. You walk back towards the door, and hug and wave goodbye to those who came to visit you. You watch them go further and further away back into the light, to their rightful place in the afterlife, the door closing softly in front of you. It is at this time I'm going to take you back. As you start to become more aware and come out of this meditation, remember all of the positive feelings and experiences that you have had here. Remember, you can come back here at any time and leave an imprint of peace on your heart. Make a mental picture of it. We're going to take some deep breaths in, and as you inhale and exhale, start to be aware of where you were at the beginning of this meditation. Take a deep breath in and exhale out. Again in and out. Once more in and out. See yourself in the hug of light, fully charged, even though the beam has gone back to earth. Be aware of your body at the surface it is on. Feel and be aware of your life in your heart and in your chest. Take a deep breath in, and when I tell you to exhale, open your eyes. Inhale. Exhale. Welcome back. Thank you for being here and spending your time with me in this ancestral meditation. For your journaling and documentation, just a reminder, I want you to write about your experience during this session and any takeaways that may have popped up for you as well. So for example, who did you see? Who did you talk to? Were there any discussions or advice given that you need to log? Do you need more sacred solitude? How did that or those moments make you feel? It's okay if you still need to unpack the download or even the downloads which you received. If this has been helpful to you, be sure to pass on to anyone else that this can help. And to support this podcast, you can share on social media and leave me a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or any other podcasting platform that you use. To contact me directly, you can send me an email to theafrofairygoddesspodcast@gmail.com. I am the Afro Fairy Goddess. This has been the Ancestor Meditation. You can always check out the Oshun Meditation, the Yamaya Meditation, and there is one for the beginning of the new year, which I did about 2-3 years ago, but it is still pertinent to every year as we continue on through our growth. So, signing off, I am the Afro Fairy Goddess, reminding you to always believe in your magic. Well, that's our show for this week. If you've listened all the way through and want to connect, join some workshops, or even be on the show, check me on Twitter and Patreon under the handle The Afro Fairy Goddess. You can check out the website also at theafrofairygoddess.com, or if you want to drop me a line, email me directly at theafrofairygoddesspodcast@gmail.com. I am the Afro Fairy Goddess, and as always, don't forget to believe in your magic. The time has come to say thank you and goodbye. Remember all of what was said to you. Know that the messages are for you and you alone. You walk back towards the door and hug and wave goodbye to those who came to visit you. You watch them go further and further away back into the light, to their rightful place in the afterlife, the door closing softly in front of you. It is at this time I'm going to take you back to where you started before and out of this meditation. As you start to become more aware and out of the meditation, as you start to become more aware and come out of this meditation, remember all of the positive feelings and experiences that you have had here. Remember, you can come back here at any time and leave an imprint of peace on your heart. Make a mental picture of it. We're going to take some deep breaths in, and as you inhale and exhale, start to be aware of where you were at the beginning of this meditation. Take a deep breath in and exhale out. Again in and out. Once more in and out. See yourself in the hug of light, fully charged, even though the beam has gone back to earth. Be aware of your body at the surface it is on. Feel and be aware of your life in your heart and in your chest. Take a deep breath in. And when I tell you to exhale, open your eyes. Inhale. Exhale. Welcome back. Thank you for being here and spending your time with me in this ancestral meditation. For your journaling and documentation, just a reminder, I want you to write about your experience during this session and any takeaways that may have popped up for you as well. So for example, who did you see? Who did you talk to? Were there any discussions or advice given that you need to log? Do you need more sacred solitude? How did that or those moments make you feel? Is it okay if you still, it's okay if you still need to unpack the download or even the downloads which you received? If this has been helpful to you, be sure to pass on to anyone else that this can help. And to support this podcast, you can share on social media and leave me a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or any other podcasting platform that you use. To contact me directly, you can send me an email to theafrofairygoddesspodcast@gmail.com. I am the Afro Fairy Goddess. This has been the Ancestor Meditation. You can always check out the Oshun Meditation, the Yawaya Meditation, and there is one for the beginning of the new year, which I did about 2-3 years ago, but it is still pertinent to every year as we continue on through our growth. So, signing off, I am the Afro Fairy Goddess, reminding you to always believe in your magic.